Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Are you in a family WhatsApp group or more than one? And if so, what are the criteria for inclusion? Is there one for the whole family, another for the kids? Is there one that only includes the non-annoying people you're related to? And what happens if, or when, the annoying people find out? News Talk's I Meant to Include You correspondent Henry McKean has been out talking to the spurned and the spurners. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And you're right. I was just looking through my WhatsApp family groups and just WhatsApp groups in general. I've got about 80. 80.
What?
I know. And a lot of them, like some of them are even ones that obviously no longer exist, that go back to the year 2017. That's how far we go back. I've got some involving Eurovision that I've had 999 unread messages.
I've muted them always.
Yes, but there's so many. But then when it comes to family, there's lots of family ones. And it is. It's an absolute minefield. We understand there's up to 800 million active WhatsApp groups worldwide with billions of dead ones. We all have these dead groups, you could say, where they've just been left. Here is Mairead McKibben, an influencer on TikTok. She's from the north, and she talks about her family group chat rules.
So the weird thing about our family is you weren't added into the family group chat until you were engaged into the family. So the family group chat started off with like me, my siblings and my dad. And then my mum doesn't have a phone, that's why she's not on it. And then as our like older brother got engaged, his fiance got added in, my wife. Older sister got engaged, her fiance, my husband got added in. After a while, I thought this is a bit ridiculous. Just add the other two boys, just add me and Natalie's boyfriends into the group chat. Like, because every time something happened in the family group chat, I had to then go relay all the information to Ryan. And like, oh, by the way, like, this was said in the group chat. So then a couple of years ago, Natalie got engaged. So her fiance, now husband, Bubba, got added to the group chat. So everybody was in the group chat except for Ryan. So now that we are engaged and Ryan was the last one to get into the group chat, I now forget that because he was so long not in the group chat, I forget that he's in it now. So I always find myself like saying things to him that I'd already been said in the group chat. And he's like, Mairead, I'm in the f***ing group chat. And I'm like, forget you're in it now. The more I think about it, the more I think it's actually quite a good rule. Like, I would never add them in as boyfriends because, like, what if they break up? Then you have to, like, awkwardly remove someone out of the family group chat. Even if you are, like, you know, oh, no, we're going to stay together forever. Like, no, like, fair enough. But, like, what if? Like, I feel like that's quite a good rule that you have to be engaged to get into the family group chat. Plus, if you had a boyfriend and you broke up and they had to get removed from the family group chat, like, my dad would never let you live it down. Like, he would take the absolute mick out of you. Like, you wouldn't even be able to grieve the relationship because he would be like, what about you adding the boyfriend in the group chat and then breaking up your like, that would be his exact words.
Yeah, well, I suppose that would be unfortunate, really, because then if she broke up with him, then, you know, he could be sending in poisonous messages into the group chat, which probably wouldn't be a good thing.
Or they can just be like a sort of silent member of the chat and you forget they're there.
Yes, just hovering on the outside.
Because I remember I was in one group and there were twins in the group and then I talked about an evil twin and I forgot. They were there, but they were just kind of not stalking, but just there hiding and they'd never actually... And they saw the message. I just had to double down. And you're better off, you know, if you make a mistake in one of these family groups or WhatsApp groups in general, double down.
But the twins didn't mention anything about being evil or otherwise.
No, and, you know, it could have been another twin. It could have been a third twin.
It could have been a triplet.
That
obviously
would be a triplet,
somebody says, I'm from a family of six. We have four different group chats. The OG one, which is just the parents and the siblings. The larger one with all our partners. One for the sisters and then another for those of us who live in the same city. Sounds complicated, but it does make sense. I suppose.
Oh, it's out of hand. I mean, just listening to that person there, there's so much going on. There's so many things that can go wrong.
But if you're in, you can be. Mm. Also, you can just listen to it. I have to, like, I'm on.
Yeah.
I've muted a few of them.
In fact, even when I was trying to figure out, because I couldn't figure out how many group chats I'm in. But
how many do you think?
Roughly? I don't know, maybe a dozen. I don't know.
Dozens enough. Yeah. Dozens enough.
But like, there's a few that are muted, just because a lot of it is, you know. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of not. Oh, there goes one there. I mean, it just doesn't stop. Yeah. And the phone is on silent.
But you're on 80.
About 40.
My family is making a new WhatsApp group after my brother broke up with his wife. It was too awkward to remove her.
Wow.
You think she'd just have left it?
Yeah. I mean, but people don't want to leave because then it might say you've left. But my understanding is if you do leave, it doesn't say you've left because that WhatsApp
changed.
Oh,
no, it does say that.
It still says you're...
Yeah, well, it used to say that. It says so-and-so has left the
group. I think we're in a group. I'm going to leave a group now just to see.
Oh, no, Henry.
If it happens. But as I do that, you
know... The name of that group, is that Moncrief Bitches, that one?
Will I leave that one? I will. I'm going to leave Moncrief Bitches.
That's a historical one for, you know, there's a context to all of that. Archive and mute the group chats, definitely.
Okay, I'm exiting the group. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, no. Off he goes.
Exit and delete for me. Okay. Right. There we go. No. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Delete this group. Oh, I've got to delete the whole thing. I started up the group.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Will I do that?
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Okay.
Because that's useful for gossip, that one.
No,
I'm secretary, even though there's people in it who are long departed from these shores.
Yes.
I'm secretary of a rugby club. I'm in over 20 WhatsApp groups. If my phone was an airport, it would be like Christmas Eve without the greetings and festivities. I'm probably in another 10 groups outside of rugby. I've lost count at this stage.
Yeah.
It's pestering everybody then.
It is. It drives you around the absolute bend. And yeah, I mean, that whole rule, boyfriends and girlfriends. I mean, should you let them into the family group? And many do. Here is a lady, and she basically talks about her situation when it comes to the family group and the possible future in-laws.
I was with my partner for a good 10 years before we got married, and there was a family WhatsApp group that I was in. I'm probably the one that I was like, I actually didn't want to kind of get involved in the family chat, so I probably muted it.
So you were invited into your partner, your boyfriend's family WhatsApp group, and you weren't engaged. How did it go?
Yeah, it's interesting. I suppose what you get to see is a different side of your partner, and you actually get to see insight into, you know what WhatsApps are like? Sometimes the conversation topics can move in a direction that you probably weren't prepared for, and you actually got insight into the family on a different level then. Through that, my family, we wouldn't be into like the kind of WhatsApp group. It worked for them, but yeah, it was interesting. I'm married to him now. Am I still a member of family WhatsApp? No, I actually left.
You left it?
Yeah.
Because it was too much.
It's just, it gets a bit much. I think like anything, when you have school WhatsApps, work WhatsApps, friends WhatsApps, after a while, I've just kind of got to the point now where I prefer to pick up the phone and chat or meet people for coffees.
Phone them.
Yeah.
Or text them directly.
Yeah, just actually chat to people one-on-one, yeah.
You're from Boston. I understand WhatsApp is not that big in America.
No, we've really utilized text messages and group messages, but not on the WhatsApp platform.
So how do you do it?
We just use the iMessage, which is just, everyone pretty much has an iPhone, so it's just built in there.
And yourself, do you use WhatsApp?
No. Like I said, I have coworkers that have people that live in like other parts of the world, and they use WhatsApp app all the time. And like, they're like, oh, you don't have the app? I go, no, I don't have any family that lives internationally. So
you don't use it, but you would use iMessage. And would you have a group on iMessage? Would you have a family group?
Yeah, we have a family group, yeah.
And would you let's say, for example, you weren't married to your partner, would she be allowed in?
Yes.
I'm not in it, though.
You don't want to be in the group text.
I don't want to be
in it. You don't want to be in it?
I wasn't invited, though.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't feel anything.
So you're happy enough not to be in it?
Yes.
Because it could be too much.
Yeah.
You're not insulted?
No.
Is she insulted?
No, she's not. Trust me.
Okay, a lot of monosyllabic answers, though, from that woman. I don't know how not insulted she was.
I think she was insulted.
We have a group chat with aunts, uncles, cousins, etc. And when my cousin set it up, he accidentally added one of his friends, but we just let him stay. So he just lurks in the background listening to us and any drama. The Sprinter groups from the original groups is where the real tea is. You'll see that you've left, but no one else will. but you won't be sure. Oh my God, it's so uncertain. I don't want my sister's partner in our family group chat. She has floated the idea several times, but we've all vetoed him being at it. Doesn't that depend on whether this is a long-term relationship or not? If, you know, he's a, you know, if you're married or you have children or you own, or most substantially, if you own property together. That's a lifetime's commitment there, I would have thought. That's enough to be included in the family group.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like that, if you take sport, I mean, there's one particular group called Season Tickets. And I wasn't a season ticket holder, so I wasn't allowed to join the group. Mm. But I managed to pester and pester. And I got in and I felt so exclusive. So I can understand why people want to be in these groups because they feel like they're missing out. And sometimes they are. And they're not let in. Let's be honest. Why aren't you allowed into these WhatsApp groups? Because they're bitching about you. That's
probably,
why.
Probably. You know? Oh, well, I mean, it can also be, you know, there's like sisters have groups and brothers have groups and male friends would have groups. So and probably possibly the content that's shared there might be slightly different.
Oh, it will. And you're right. You can't share certain pics on family groups, but you might be able to do that on brother groups.
Yeah, we mean pictures of football occasions and that kind of thing. Butterflies. Yep. Yes, that kind of stuff.
Rainbows.
I have work WhatsApp groups, family WhatsApp groups, but it is the school parents WhatsApp group that really grinds my gears. Yeah, because there's a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, the school ones are tough. I mean,
there's a lot of... I'm not giving money to for that teacher's Christmas present. I think they're useless or, you know, whatever.
Like there was one group without naming the group and there must have been about 45 different messages and then the messages kept contradicting each other. So I put it on always silent. Yeah. I had to.
And apparently like community WhatsApp groups are the, like there's a lot of, oh, there is a man prowling around the streets kind of, you know, stuff. You know, there's a lot of that paranoia.
And remember, the prowlers are online. They're no longer prowling the streets. They're online.
They're online. They're probably a member of your WhatsApp group, knowing that you're talking about them. I'm in a family group, but not in a newly formed family group. While a little upset at first, I am now fine about it. I have a fair idea which sister initiated the group and the others would follow blindly. I'm just a little concerned that nobody thought of the effect this might have had if I was not as independent and unconcerned. Oh, crikey, yeah, that's still mean, though. Don't talk to me about WhatsApp groups. I had to leave the neighbourhood watch one for our estate. That's what I was talking about. Because people were texting in ridiculous things. Two neighbours fell out over a cat.
Oh, cats.
You could see, well,
was
you
the
know,
cat pooing in the garden or in their garden?
I don't know. The cat could have been, you know, doing
having
all sorts
an affair
of things,
with the other neighbour.
Drinking bottles of vodka in one of the people's back gardens, leaving the bottles behind. And God knows what else. Singing at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what cats are like. These are the worst. Yes.
Yes. Brothers.
Brothers.
Yes. So, brothers WhatsApp groups. Here is a restaurateur in a brothers WhatsApp group.
So there's five brothers, two in the States. So we had a brother's family thing.
A brother's one?
Yeah, and then the wives...
A wives some, run separately?
No, some of the wives joined the brother's one.
Oh.
So we stepped out of the brother's one and set up a new brother's one, just for the brothers. And that's caused some friction, shall we say.
So the wives aren't happy. So it's just the wives in it, and the brothers don't really contribute?
Well, I don't know anymore. We've just got the brother's one now, with no wives allowed.
And why was there friction when the wives were allowed to join?
I don't know.
It's a mess, isn't it?
Brothers, and families.
It's easy to accidentally put a message on the wrong group because they're so similar.
Well, I don't know. It's more from because two are abroad, alien parents. It's a very good way to keep in touch with just the family stuff that's going on with dad and mom and stuff like that. Just for the brother stuff. Nobody else needs to be involved. I'm not interested in where their kids are going to school or what's going on or did Johnny do well at whatever it was yesterday.
You're not interested in what Johnny did yesterday?
Yes, yeah. They can tell me that in a phone call or when we meet.
But not in a WhatsApp group.
Exactly.
And they can be never-ending. And your parents, how are they getting on?
They're grand. They're old, you know. They're both in their late 80s.
Dilter Woods, you run Glass. You've a Michelin Red restaurant here on Chatham Street in the heart of Dublin. Do you have WhatsApp groups for...
We do, yeah. Yeah,
you know, colleagues?
We've one for the kitchen staff. We've one for big groups. We put them into the WhatsApp groups so we all know what groups are coming in. We're all prepared. And we'd have one then for kind of senior management that we can communicate that way.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It is, but you get used to it. Also, keep them on silent.
keep them on silent. Silent, always.
Yeah, always silent.
Ooh, that's interesting. A management WhatsApp group.
Senior, not middle.
Yeah.
Senior
I wonder,
management.
Do they have a senior management WhatsApp group here and they just bitch about the rest of us?
I would say they have a senior.
And say
senior.
We're hard work. Oh, maybe they do. Yeah, like there would be a senior one and then a kind of a middle management one. And the senior ones bitch about the middle management and the middle management bitch about us and then the senior management.
And Angela Merkel thinks we're working.
No, but if you get promoted from middle management up to senior management, we're like, what happens then?
Do you leave the group?
Do you leave the group? Do you, like, because you're going into the senior management one with all this kind of dynamite information and opinions that
or
people have shared.
If you give an opinion on the wrong group. Ouch.
Ouch.
Oh, that's...
I left my husband's family WhatsApp group because I was fed up of hearing who had died on the old Camber Road. I'm only in two groups. I feel like I'm missing out, says the text.
They're not.
Archiving message groups is the way to go on WhatsApp. You get no notification that you received a message. Only way you see them is if you open the archive folder. It means you don't have to leave the group, but you are not pestered by all the messages in the group. And somebody else says the only appropriate WhatsApp group are for events or holidays, as it makes it easier to plan. I was bridesmaid for a wedding and we couldn't have organised the hen without it. I do think the key thing is to not spam people with annoying messages. Stick to the basic information and updates. That's
that
a curse.
So true.
The wedding. And I'd say if you look through your 80 WhatsApp,
I have a wedding, half one.
Of them are weddings.
Yeah, there's loads of weddings.
And you're maybe just going to there, you know, you're going to put on a suit, sit down and eat. That's
you
all.
Don't want to know
and you're
all
getting
details.
All these other rubbish messages about stuff you don't want to know about.
I think we should just get our phones and throw them in the river.
We should really. Yeah. And so is this just a young people's game?
Yeah,
or like
I know
our,
my
you
mom,
know,
she loves WhatsApp and my dad loves memes on WhatsApp. When he discovered memes, that just never ends. But yeah, it really depends. June, she's retired and she doesn't really WhatsApp.
When we take these WhatsApp groups, should you only be allowed onto the family WhatsApp group if you're engaged to the partner of that family, if it's an extended family? What do you think about that?
Well, see, my partner here, his family have a WhatsApp, but it's all to do with the mam because she's not well.
It's all to do with the mam.
So they all just keep contact with each other over. And if they're planning birthdays or weddings and stuff like that as well. But I don't have any of that. I don't do WhatsApp. I answer and ring out on my phone.
So you do it the old-fashioned way?
The old-fashioned way.
And how come you don't do WhatsApp? Obviously, WhatsApp is owned by Meta, which is the parent company of
Facebook. I don't like all these big power companies. They never interest me. They're just for themselves. That's my opinion. And basically, it's like the supermarket wars and stuff. It's horrendous what they're doing.
And if the product is free, you are the product.
Well, there you go. Now there you have it. And it's like old school. I love old school. And they should go back to some of the old school.
So go back to analogue texting.
Yeah, yeah.
Just simple texting.
I love that. I love that years ago. See, everyone is different, you know.
You're a limo driver. You must have had so many different people in the back of your limo van, have you?
I have. Oh, yeah, I have indeed, yeah. Plenty of.
Who have you had?
Big, small. Good and bad. Had them all.
So you've had all sorts of celebrities, A-listers and perhaps Z-listers, in all respect to those Z-listers because they count too. When it comes to WhatsApp groups, when it comes to family WhatsApp groups, yourself, how many of them are you on?
Keep them pretty much to a minimum. I'd say two family groups, two friend groups.
So you try and keep it to a minimum. That's the key, so you're not overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And do you leave WhatsApp groups? Do you have any issue just leaving them?
I don't leave them.
Because you don't want them to see you leave. Even though I understand now, if you do leave, they can't see you leaving.
I'm unsure even about that. I know it's
etiquette.
It shows up obviously when you're. I thought when you're leaving, it shows up as leaving. So there's an intention behind your act of leaving that communicates something to your group, I suppose.
There you go. We're still puzzling over if you leave a group, whether it comes up or not. One texter says, I left our family WhatsApp group because my sister-in-law is in it and we fell out. So I left and my family weren't happy about it. But as I said, she's not my family, so I don't need to be in that group. Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, so
we had a WhatsApp group for a school fundraiser, parents and female teenage students. Sweet, merciful God, the teenagers never stopped. We called an emergency meeting to address it. So you had to have a meeting in real life to talk about something that was supposedly handy that was just in your phone. We've got a lottery syndicate group at work, which was working well until someone infiltrated it with a GAA one. It's now a curse. Those two things have nothing to do with each other. In one WhatsApp group. There must be something wrong with me, says the texter. No, it mightn't be you. But then again, it might be. Yeah. Has any of this got anything to do with mindfulness? Because you did meet a woman.
Yeah, I think it's important to always mention mindfulness when you're on the radio.
yes. We're sponsored by mindfulness.
It's Joyce. And she's into mindfulness.
What do you think of WhatsApp groups?
We move with the times. Communication, a connection and communication to people and the world. And WhatsApp has just opened that. It's just an evolution, I suppose, within a technological age.
How many WhatsApp groups are you in?
Oh, I'm going to say at least 10. Could be more.
And what happens in them? What do you talk about?
Well, they're usually specific to either projects or specifically friends or family.
Friends or family or projects?
Or specific projects, maybe traveling away, like I was in Rome recently for a wedding, so that was set up.
So you had a Rome wedding one?
Yeah, that's what it was called, Rome wedding.
And do you leave them afterwards, or do they just die a death?
Well, they just remain, you
just
know,
there somewhere.
I suppose it's up to the administrator to delete it.
Because like that, I've got so many WhatsApp groups that I really should get out of. Like I had one, it was for a golf trip, and there was two different golf trips, and I ended up, you know, texting on the wrong one and upsetting somebody.
Okay.
So you've got to be so careful.
You're getting into kind of personal politics between friends and frenemies and enemies or people that you may like to, well, I'm not going to include that person on this particular project because...
And it is used for that though, isn't it? Because there might be another spill-off, another fringe WhatsApp group.
Well, this is where mindfulness comes in, and being mindful in the same way as I'm communicating to you today. I mean, I could obviously give you names of WhatsApp groups. I've already given you one, but it's no particular big deal. But I could give
so mindfulness
names.
Is important here.
Being mindful, I think that works every day. I mean, we're not always mindful, but mindful or being conscious of who you're communicating, choose your audience, etc.
There you go. Be mindful. Still not quite sure what she was saying.
Yeah, what is mindfulness exactly? Being awake? Being alert, thinking about what you're about to say and do.
Hippie stuff, I don't know.
So if you're brushing your teeth, you're brushing your teeth and you're concentrating on the teeth.
You have to think about it, yes. You have to be in the moment and realise where you were, which isn't always a good idea.
So not absent-mindedness, no daydreaming. You're thinking about the moment.
But sometimes you're doing something extremely unpleasant.
Mm.
If you're having a poo, do you really need to concentrate on that moment? Or would it be better to think about, you know, I might have a cup of tea when this is over?
Well, from a roughage point of view, it's probably best that you concentrate.
Well, no, you would have had the roughage beforehand.
Well, you would have.
I would have. I would have hoped. We've also established that if you leave a group, it's only the administrator of that group who sees that you've left the group. We know this because we both left a group that we thought the other of us was the administrator of, and we're now banned from a group that we were in previously. Right, Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.